Giving me a little bit of background about Common Space.
Sure. It's a new kind of living and work environment. We're bringing downtown Syracuse. It is going to be a co-working space aligned with a co-living type community. Kind of the best combination of a extended stay hotel, a dorm where you met some of your best friends, a traditional apartment, and then co-working all combined into one building to create a neighborhood in a building.
Is that where, if I'm, say, whatever I do, you know, artist or architect or whatever, writer, what have you, that the living and working space is the same sort of lofty, or is it live upstairs and there's working space downstairs? Or
it's live upstairs. The 21 units are on the fourth and fifth floor. Co-working is the whole second floor. So what we've tried to do is create kind of smaller units with all the features of tiny living and then 5,000 square foot of shared space. So part of that shared space will be the co-working community that you can use on the second floor, a rooftop deck, shared living room, shared chef's kitchen, shared game room, shared library, but then also appropriate amount of private space, your own bathroom, your own kitchen, your own bedroom, your own unit. So trying to balance that right ratio of public to private space.
Where did this idea come from? I remember co-living about 20 years ago, but not quite like that. It was more little units, and then there'd be another building that would be the, you know, like all the common space, et cetera. But how did you come up with the idea for just, you know, putting it all in one building?
Yeah, I like to say that it was in the air. There are no original ideas. They're just built off of each other. So this is built off the co-working movement. It's been huge around the world, and people are seeing the value of getting around other people and connecting and having those collisions, and it's helped their business. So I came back to Syracuse and got involved in co-working and really saw the benefits I had for it. And I'm in the real estate business, a real estate developer, so I wanted to create a way to make that in the living version. So it kind of just put the pieces together that are going on all over the world, and you're seeing other people do the same thing. But like you said, it's not an original idea of the co-living movement. This is a little different in that it's not buying a mansion in San Francisco and you know, sharing a room. This is an intentional development to try to really create a more connected way of living.
Where is this?
This is on the corner of Jefferson and Warren Street in downtown Syracuse.
Oh, so it's the building over Lemps.
Limes. No. Limes.
Limes Jewelers?
Nope. It's on the north end of Jefferson and Warren. Vintage Love is there, Subway Rest.
You know, why Syracuse? What's going on in Syracuse that made you think that this kind of thing could work?
You know, Syracuse is very unique in that you can really contribute. You can make a difference. The real estate's affordable. That's big for me. I came back here just to do real estate investing. And, you know, fell in love with the neighborhoods, the community, and wanted to help contribute in that way. So it's, I think it can happen, work anywhere. And if, you know, this is where I live, this is where John lives, so this is where we wanted to do it.
Who, have you gotten some feedback? Who's getting back to you to say, oh, you know, that sounds like something I would do? Or have you sold any of these places yet? I don't know where you are in the...
Yeah, we will be open May 1st, so we're leasing up now. We've got quite a few applicants that we're trying to get signed now. But it's a mix of people. You know, we originally thought it'd be people right out of college, maybe, but we're getting, you know, a wide range of, you know, older folks who are retired who want to, you know, connect again to, you know, middle-aged people who are, you know, divorced maybe, or and then the same younger group that we think are coming out of college who want to meet people and stay in the area. So huge range of people that that kind of proves that this is just a human nature thing, not an age group thing or millennial thing or something.
Well, it's probably great, because instead of having sort of a niche-y, you know, artsy,
yeah,
you know, millennials or younger, it's a much broader range to rent from.
Yeah, and that's who you learn from, too. So you're being in a group of diverse people, that's where you're going to really get the benefit, not around all the same kind of person. So there is benefit to that, too.
Maybe finally, what do you hope to share with the group today, you know, about you as an entrepreneur with this kind of unique vision, but also doing it in Syracuse?
You know, our main goal is to really kind of explain this thing, and you know, it's been a little bit, I think, confusing to people. It may sound like a commune sometimes, the way it's the terms are thrown around, like co-living, but what we're really trying to explain is this is just an evolution a little bit of traditional apartment living. And you know, it's really not about us, I guess. We, you know, we're people that do things, you know, John and I, so this is just something that we felt passionate about, and I think anyone that feels the same way is owes it to everyone else to go do it. So
Is there an entrepreneurial key to have? I mean, lots of people have ideas. You don't need to go very far for people to share their ideas about what's wrong, especially. But is there an entrepreneurial key that you would say that's like, here's where it takes that next step?
Yeah, I think something I always say is it's not the idea; it's all in the execution. So there's billions of ideas out there, and if you have it, 30 people have it at the same time all over the world. So the way that you succeed is in the execution where the others don't. So something to keep in mind.
And is there a business name of yours, or are you just going by the business or the name of the place?
The Common Space is its own entity, so we go by Common Space.
Yep. Great.